Hey, y'all, guess what? You can now order transcripts of any interview I've done for the incredibly reasonable price of $2.50 each. Listen, finding a good transcriptionist is near impossible, but I've got one now. Just go to scotthorton.org/transcripts, enter the name and date of the interview you want written up, click the PayPal button, and I'll have it in your email in 72 hours max. You don't need a PayPal account to do this. Man, I'm really going to have to learn how to talk more good. That's scotthorton.org/transcripts. All right, y'all, welcome back. Ah, what a mess in here. Get my headphones on for you. Hey, I'm Scott Horton. It's my show, Scott Horton Show. Join up the chat room, man. ScottHorton.org/chat. Got some people in there hanging out. Fake name and a caption you're in. Plain old browser window there. ScottHorton.org/chat. All right. First up today on the show is Mike Swanson. And full disclosure of the conflict of interest here, as you all know because you hear the ads all the time, Mike's a sponsor of the show. His great book, The War State, which is a really wonderful history of the rise of the new right military-industrial complex after World War II in the Truman, Eisenhower, and Kennedy years. And I think you'll learn a lot, and I really hope you'll get it, and you can get it on audiobook, and it's really great. It's The War State by Michael Swanson. But, of course, he also does investment advice. He's a former, very successful hedge fund manager, and now he runs Wall Street Window, where he explains step by step everything that he's doing with his investments and his reasoning behind it all, and hopes that you can benefit from it. And you can go and sign up at wallstreetwindow.com. So, I mean, all that being said, I don't think this is really an infomercial. It's actually really an interview because I have a bunch of questions, and Mike Swanson, I think, has the answers, and that's the way I think of it anyway, but you all take it however you like. Mike, welcome to the show. I'm very happy to have you here.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's great to talk with you.
All right. So, there's this thing, I guess. I think it's right. Sounds right to me. Never heard it refuted in any way that made any sense anyway. And Bob Higgs says so, and he's Bob Higgs. And that is, it's the Austrian school theory of the business cycle. And I'll try to say it real fast and oversimplified, and you can correct me if I go off the story or anything, but this is basically the basis of our conversation today, is that when banks are allowed by the government to expand bank credit, that is, loan out new money by making the loan in the first place and expanding the amount of money in circulation, it ends up seeming to businessmen as though there are more resources in the economy to be invested in their projects than really exist. And then at some point, and maybe you can really get into the some point part of this, at some point the music has to stop and there are people left without chairs, right, in the musical chairs game. It turns out all those resources they thought existed didn't exist, and so you have whole segments of the economy in error and then are driven into bankruptcy. And we see this time after time after time. We saw it with the housing. We saw it with the dot-coms before that. We saw it with the after the first Gulf War, the bubble that they had drummed up for that that popped, I guess, in 1992. And then there was the 88 crash before that, and et cetera, et cetera. And they keep doing this. They generate the bubble, and then at some point, it all comes due. And so if I'm reading you right, you think more or less what I just said, only, you know, with detail and real substance. And you're saying that now is the beginning of the end, the beginning of the downside of the cycle.
Yes, I qualified a little bit what you're saying. But I agree with everything you said because we're both kind of the same age. And I started investing in the stock market in the late 90s, and you obviously had this internet bubble when it crashed, and then the real estate bubble when it crashed, like you're saying. And as an explanation, the Austrian economic theory is the only theory that really explains what happened and why, and it's obvious that there was a misallocation of capital and obviously bank lending problems, especially in the last bust. And this time, as we're speaking, I believe there is another bubble that's been generated through the actions of the Federal Reserve once again. Now, I want to qualify a little bit because my interest in, you know, I'm not an economist. I'm more a stock trader. And so Austrian economics was, for me, a good explanation of ICE of the past. However, I'm trying to catch up and read some of the original Austrian economics books. And if you looked at what they're saying about the causes of the Great Depression, a lot of their argument was that the Fed artificially manipulated prices and kept them too high, and that also caused people to make mistakes in capital investment, that they produced too many goods and caused a huge problem when prices eventually dropped. But the bottom line is, I mean, the simplest way to reduce the theory is that when the Federal Reserve or the government or whoever manipulates prices and makes artificial price levels, that causes vast problems in the way capital is invested and makes people to cause them to make mistakes that end up biting them. And if it goes long enough, it creates a bubble and then it bites lots of people. So just that basic premise, I think, is what's happened over and over again, and I think is happening now. The thing about this time, though, is that we saw the stock market go up tremendously from 2009 to really last July is when it topped out. And people know the Federal Reserve was doing something to help the stock market. They obviously made interest rates at zero, and they did this quantitative easing bond buying program. But the people that I talk to or read that are bullish on the stock market or have been, they just kind of think, well, the Fed won, the Fed makes it go up, and the Fed's doing something, without any real deep understanding of what it is they've done. And even I haven't really understood what they were doing until really a couple months ago. In my mind, I knew there was a bond bubble, so to speak. Obviously, everyone knows the national debt is growing, and the Congress has reports, the budget office, the Congressional Budget Office claims that by 2030 or around 2030, if the budget deficit isn't lowered, then there's going to be a disaster. And so that's kind of the bubble that everyone knows, but I think there's a different bubble that is what actually made the stock market go up, and that's a bubble in the debt that corporations themselves have been taking on.
Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I mean, that's kind of the thing is a lot of the Austrian economists, after the last bust and the invention of the 0% interest rate and all the quantitative easing, were saying, well, man, we're going to have massive inflation here, even with all the deflationary pressures and all the bad debts being canceled. Still, you're creating so much money, and yet and there has been price inflation in, ask anyone who has to go to the grocery store and to feed anybody else, and they can tell you. But it hasn't been anything like the worst predictions. And then so the question is, where did all that money go? It's just sitting in bank vaults and sitting at the Fed. But you're saying, well, yeah, but also a big part of it just was reinvested back into the market itself.
Yeah, that's the big thing that I don't think, that I didn't really understand, and I don't think most people really know happened. And that is, yes, the Fed lowered rates to zero, and then three times they created a bond buying program. They called it quantitative easing. And what they did is they bought mortgage securities that were underwater, and then they bought treasury bonds from the federal government. Now, what this did was it made interest rates stay low and remain so low that most people, their CDs come due and they can't make any more money on them and they don't know what to do, so they would venture into the stock market. That's just the regular in the person. But the key is that with interest rates at zero, I mean, you can't really make money lending people money anymore. It benefits borrowers to borrow more money, because it's cheap. So they went on an orgy of borrowing money, the corporations did, by issuing corporate bonds. Now, what's interesting is...
Now, wait, hold it to the interesting on the other side of the break here. The bubble in corporate bonds, right after this, y'all.
Hey, I'll Scott Horton here. Are you a libertarian and or peacenik? Live in North America? If you want, you can hire me to come and give a speech to your group. I'm good on the terror, war, and intervention, civil liberty stuff, blaming Woodrow Wilson for everything bad in the world, Iran, central banking, political realignment, and, well, you know, everything. I can teach markets to liberals and peace to the right. Just watch me. Check out scotthorton.org/speeches for some examples and email me scott@scotthorton.org for more information. See you there.
Hey, I'll Scott Horton here for Liberty.me, the great libertarian social network. They've got all the social media bells and whistles. Plus, you get your own publishing site, and there are classes, shows, books, and resources of all kinds. And I host two shows on Liberty.me. Eye on the Empire with Liberty.me's Chief Liberty Officer Jeffrey Tucker every other Tuesday, and The Future of Freedom with FFF Founder and President Jacob Hornberger every Thursday night, both at 8 Eastern. When you sign up, add me as a friend on there. ScottHorton.Liberty.me. Be free. Liberty.me. All right, you guys. Welcome back to the show. I'm Scott Horton. I'm talking with Mike Swanson about, don't call it the business cycle, it's the government-generated boom-bust cycle. And we're talking about how so much of the new money that the government has created since the last crash has, it hasn't been loaned out to any and everybody, but it has been loaned out to big business to invest in the self-fulfilling stock market bubble, which Mike Swanson is saying, one, is it's the beginning of the bear now, and then you're going to say something else was interesting before that, though, at the break there. Mike, go ahead.
Maybe the best thing I can do is give a concrete example of what's going on. What happened was a lot of companies, obviously the economy was poor and bad, but companies had the ability to borrow money cheaply by issuing debt, which are bonds. But they had nowhere, you know, really, nowhere to really invest the money that would create jobs or expand their revenue stream. So they essentially just used the money to buy back their own stock, which would make their stock go up, their shareholders happy, and the CEOs and board of directors more rich, essentially. Now, to give you an example of this, Sirius Radio, last year, they had a net income of $493 million, and they bought back $2.5 billion worth of stock. So they bought back five times as much money on buying stock out of the stock market as they actually made in net income. Well, how did they finance that? They issued bonds, and they've got $4.4 billion in debt, as of the last statement I'm looking at. And back in 2012, they had just about half that much debt. Now, that's just one example. You can multiply that probably by about 1,000 companies, and that's essentially why the stock market went up. And I'm looking, as we're speaking, at some figures put out by Morgan Stanley of telling you what are the money flow data, how much money's coming in out of the stock market year by year. And last year, they claim that $205 billion came out of the market from regular people, small investors, households, and corporations bought $542 billion worth of stock. So they bridged, you know, they were the bulk of the buying that went into the stock market and kept it really from dropping. Now, they're predicting that this year the corporations are going to buy $450 billion more stock by going deeper into debt. Now, my assertion is this is unsustainable and it will suddenly come to an end, these buybacks, because when the stock market's declining or even if the economy just slows down a little bit, most of the people running these companies are not going to want to keep doing this. And also, the rate of interest in the bond market is already rising, meaning that investors are seeing these corporate bonds as being more risky than they did just 6 months ago. So what we've seen in the oil stocks is kind of like an example. This whole fracking drilling industry also was financed the same way, and it all kind of blew up. Or started to in 2014, and those stocks have all crashed, and you know, all these subpar companies are put in operation that, and now that oil prices are lower, they can't, you know, finance these, you know, some of them are just going to go bankrupt. So that's kind of, I'm not saying corporate America is all going to go bankrupt or something, but what I am saying is it's issuing debt just to buy stock is probably going to end very suddenly. And if you look at 2007 and 2008, that's basically what happened then too. They were doing these buybacks in 2007 and then just overnight just basically stopped doing it. So I think that's actually the cause of the stock market starting to drop as we're talking.
And now, do you think the distortion in the economy is today as bad as it was back in 2007 during the entire mortgage bubble and all that?
That's a good question. On one hand, no, because I don't think banks are going to go bankrupt or anything like that. Or put it to you another way, in 2008, those mortgage securities were worthless. Those subprime mortgages were worth nothing. And now, one thing funny about this is a lot of corporations are buying the bonds from each other because they can't make any money, you know, in money market funds. But bonds aren't going to, like, these bonds aren't going to go to zero or something. Like Apple bonds, and Apple's been a company doing this too. Just about all the big companies have been doing this. These bonds aren't going to go to zero in value or something. So it's not like subprime and in that sense. But I don't know. I don't know, really. I mean, if just the stock market declining could affect the economy at some point. I don't think it will this year. Because if you look at 2000 to 2003, there's a terrible bear market then, and it didn't really hurt most of the country as far as the economy went. But so and the last one did, but that's more because of what happened with the banks and real estate. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it's like it was last time. If it is, then that would be something down the road that would be bigger problems as a result of all this. And I really had no idea. It's kind of like looking at a black hole, to tell you the truth.
Yeah. if it's anything like as bad, then right now in 2008, right now is just 2007 and the beginning of the bad times. But if there's going to be a worse and complete collapse, that would be coming down the road, you're saying. But that's always interesting to me because I remember starting in 2007, and you know, as an economist, I'm a great anti-war guy, you know, I don't know. But I remember Gary North and the guys at LouRockwell.com saying, ha-ha, look at the fall of Bear Stearns and whatever back in 07. And I remember, in fact, Gary North specifically in the summer, you know, like in August of 08, saying, the big one is coming, everybody out. And, you know, it came the next month. So, but it took a good year and a half from the start of the fall to the real implosion, right?
Yeah, that's right. This time, it's a little, this is the way I feel about it. Like, I think the stock market can fall really bad, but differently. Like, in 2008, it just crashed in October. This time, I think it's actually likely just to fall slowly and go on a long time. This is actually what the oil stocks have done and many other bear markets have recently taken place. So it's probably going to just go on for a while. But
well, what's somebody to do then if they can't get, you know, they put their money in a savings account, they're losing out to inflation. They put their money in any stock market type investments, they're going to lose out to God knows what sort of fraud and rigged markets. So what's somebody to do, especially when somebody doesn't have the real expertise to type in the right algorithm to try to beat Goldman or whatever, you know, on these things? It's hard.
Well, I think the easiest thing someone can do is just have a little, sell some to have some cash and then put some money into gold. Because one thing, gold's been in a long bear market and I think it's going to benefit from this because one thing that's going to happen this year is it's actually already starting to happen is the Fed claim they're going to raise rates in December four times this year. And obviously as the stock market declines, they're not going to do that. And that should be a positive for gold. And actually, Bitcoin, funny enough, is going up too. Mm. So I think the dollar is going to top out. And that'll benefit metals and stuff like Bitcoin. So I do think there are things that will go up. The thing, though, about down the road will this get worse or not, is this time what I think is different is the Fed really can't do anything because interest rates, all they could do is lower interest rates one time back to zero, and the bond buying stuff, if they do it again, it won't force these companies to borrow more money again because it's just a different environment. They can do that when everything's going up, but when stock market's declining, they're not going to, that was unsustainable. So I don't really see anything the Fed can do to stop it. And that's why it could go on for a long time without these giant rallies like you would see happen in the last two bear markets. Now, the problem down the road would be, possibly the government debt thing, but you know, that's stuff that everyone's been talking about forever. So who knows?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
But put in gold, that's the simplest answer. You know, not put everything you own in it, but 10-20%, and you know, then there you go.
Yeah. All right. Well, everybody, I really urge you, if you have any savings and you want to try to protect it, invest smart, check out WallStreetWindow.com, the great Mike Swanson, and read his book, The War State, too. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
Yeah, great time with you.
Don't you get sick of the Israel lobby trying to get us into more wars in the Middle East? Or always abusing Palestinians with your tax dollars? It once seemed like the lobby would always have full-spectrum dominance on the foreign policy discussion in D.C. But those days are over. The Council for the National Interest is the America lobby, standing up and pushing back against the Israel lobby's undue influence on Capitol Hill. Go show some support at councilforthenationalinterest.org. That's councilforthenationalinterest.org.
Hey, all Scott here. If you're like me, you need coffee. Lots of it. And you probably prefer it tastes good, too. Well, let me tell you about Darren's Coffee Company at darrenscoffee.com. Darren Marion is a natural entrepreneur who decided to leave his corporate job and strike out on his own, making great coffee. And Darren's Coffee is now delivering right to your door. Darren gets his beans direct from farmers around the world. All specialty, premium grade, with no filler. Hey, the man just wants everyone to have a chance to taste this great coffee. darrenscoffee.com. Use promo code Scott and you get free shipping. darrenscoffee.com.
Hey, I'm Scott Horton here to tell you about this great new book by Michael Swanson, The War State. In The War State, Swanson examines how Presidents Truman, Eisenhower, and Kennedy both expanded and fought to limit the rise of the new national security state after World War II. This nation is ever to live up to its creed of liberty and prosperity for everyone. We are going to have to abolish the empire. Know your enemy. Get The War State by Michael Swanson. It's available at your local bookstore or at Amazon.com in Kindle or in paperback. Just click the book in the right margin at ScottHorton.org or TheWarState.com.